This issue has gotten to the ministry, and the minister is calling for a meeting. We have had a series of engagements with them on this same issue. And I think the way things are going, the ministry may come up with a different approach. So let's wait and see what happens after the meeting. Initially, we thought we could handle this issue amicably, and that they should allow him to be at peace for about 3 months and see whether his attitude to that people are just not comfortable with. We'll change, but since they are so agitating, we take it that probably he hasn't changed. So the decision will be taken on whether he has to continue or he has to be giving way for peace to prevail.
What is the probability of his stay?
Well, the probability is half-half.
What are some of the issues that came up?
In fact, most of the allegations bordered on his management style, his attitude towards staff. That was actually what the staff were not happy about, and that they've lived with that for so many years, and they cannot continue with that again. So they decided to embark on this agitation. And what it got into, I think a fair decision has to be taken. We'll definitely come out with a definite decision on this man, whether he has to stay or he has to probably give way.
PRO of the Ministry of Health, Robert Kudu, talking to Lamine Hamahulai.